The mission is of Avlam Zayin Amar Aleph Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. If you have if a shoyr is a muid for a cow, it's a muid for all cows. But if it's a muid for a cow, and what he's not a muid for a camel, or maybe he is, but ain't a muid is ain't a mina. He's not a muid for non cow. And we can see Gemara machlekes between a bezvid and a papa. The ain't a muid means and he isn't a muid for other minim. He's only a muid for his species, this particular species. Or the ain't a muid is he happens to be that he proved that he's not a muid for the other species. Had he not proven, he would have been a muid, because if you move one thing, you're a muid for all. Anyway, the ain't a muid, that's case number one. Or muid la other ain't a muid behemoth is a muid for a person, and he's not a muid for behemoth. Either he is not, or he turned out to be that he's not a muid for behemoth. Or a muid like tani, even a muid like daily. He's only a muid for small animals, not for large animals, for calves, not for full-grown cows. Or eshu, so the laws are follows. You might think that you can be half a muid. Yes, he can. Eshu muid like those animals or those things he's a muid towards mishalom and shalom. He pays the full price. But the eshu ain't a muid like mishalom chatan. That's why he's not a muid. He pays only half an ezek. Amru lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda. Now it's not clear from the Mishnah. This is a question or a statement. Let's say he only gets the frenzy on Shabbos and not in Chol. Now, why should it be a different Shabbos and Chol? So Rashi says the reason why the difference is, since I'm on Shabbos, your animal doesn't work for you. It feels very good. So therefore, he goes into a frenzy. So what Rashi is learning is very practical, very balbatish. There's nothing ruchnius. However, Teisa says, no, it could be Sarugin, it could be anything, every Tuesday. It could be anything. Maybe not Tuesday, because why should Tuesday be different than Wednesday? But Shabbos is different, because it doesn't work. What Taser brings there, look at Taser, the Murlo Shabbos, Mefadish Birishalmi, Lefish, the second Taser on the top. Lefish, Ra, Oysam, Mamushab, Doim, Manoim, Achedim, he sees his own boss, his master, and his family dressed Shabbosdik. Look like strangers. And Chassid explains that there's a certain kedusha, because in Olam Ma'asiyah, he gets his chayis from Olam Yetzirah on Shabbos, versus from Olam Ma'asiyah Ruchnis, so therefore, and the animal can sense that. Anyway, so they said to him, they asked him, Shabbos and Chol, how's that work? The Shabbos is Misham and the Shalom. No, yes, Shabbos and the Shalom. And for the week they pay half an ezek. Amosai Hutam, how does he revert back to a tam? Mishayach Zabai Gimel Yemei Shabbos. So 3 weeks go by, three Shabbos. He doesn't gore, and he has a chance to go. He doesn't, that means he's no longer a Muad. We had in the Mishnah before, that's how you undo a Muad. Even though he had the Machleh Meir before, so what you're being here for, to tell you that you would have thought that this whole idea of a mood and Shabbos sounds so tenuous that maybe if one Shabbos goes by and he doesn't go, then it's always mood. Kamashlan, he still did three. Says he might eat, but we learned that Zvido, Amar Zvido learned, Vi ain't a mood. Min hastam ashoy, for one thing, is a mood for everything. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where Vi ain't, and he lost his mood. For example, he had three opportunities to go and he didn't. Rapapa, Amar, no. Ain't a mood. Stam, if you're a mood, an animal's a mood for one thing, does not automatically make him a mood for something else. Rabbi Zvid Amar Vi ain't a mood. Rabbi Zvid said, he's not a mood. Hostam have a mood. Stam is a mood. Rapapa says, ain't a mood, Tan. The stam is love, the stam is not a mood. So according to Rapapa, minastam, you're not a mood. According to Rabbi Zvid, minastam, you are a mood. And the Mishnah says, Vi ain't a mood. The Poyal is not. Says the Gemara. And how do you become the ain't a mood? You mix him with all these other different kinds of animals, and he doesn't do any goring. So therefore, he loses his mood shaft.
Remember,
the whole purpose of this mission is to tell you that if he's a muad for one and not a muad for another, what he's a muad for, he pays chatzin shalom, but he's not a muad for, he pays chatzin nezek. Says the Gemara, Rav Zvi daik mesefer, what's his daik tani? It says, muad like tanim, ain't a muad like them. If you're a muad for only calves, then he's not a muad for large animals. If the din is, says Rav Zvi, that minastam, if you're a muad for one, you're not a muad for another. So let's say this animal is a muad for gdolim. He's not automatically a muad for ketanim. But obviously, because you hold binastam, you're not a muad from one min to the other. And the chiddush is that from a large to a small, you're not a muad. Surely, if he's not a muad for a small animal,
So surely if it's a mu'ud for a small animal, it does not automatically make him a mu'ud for a large animal. Why does the Mishnah spell it out?
So he has to gore three small ones and three big ones before he becomes a mu'ud for both?
Exactly, because maybe he's intimidated. According to
Rabbi Zvi. Why don't we say he's a mu'ud for animals? I mean, big ones. Well, let's say Monday says. he gores a
that's
big one.
That's what Rabbi says, because every animal, one. Because he's monitoring the behavior of animals, he says if he's challenged by small animals, it doesn't mean that he's intimidated by large ones. So he's telling us, so the Mishnah is telling us that if you're mu'ud for tani, you're not mu'ud for dogs. If you learn like me, that betzim, you're never a mu'ud, and the Mishnah is talking about. If you hold that like me, that really you are automatically a mu'ud for everything. So therefore, if you're mu'ud for tanim, you automatically are a mu'ud for gdolim. That's a big chiddush, that even if you're mu'ud for tanim, you're mu'ud for gdolim. And the Mishnah is saying, v'ein a mu'ud, you lost your mu'ud shaft. Okay, I understand what the Mishnah is saying. I am b'shleimah, v'ein a mu'ud tanim, you hastam have a mu'ud, ha'kamash, that's a big chiddush. I feel a mu'ud, gdolim, nami, mistam have a mu'ud. I mean, automatically, you're mu'ud from tanim to gdolim. If you look at Papa that word, you're not a mu'ud. And the Mishnah is telling you he's not a mu'ud. Why would you think he is? If you're not a mu'ud from gdolim to tanim, you need to tell me you're not a mu'ud from a tani to a gdolim. Yeah, but in a mu'ud tani, stami, that's stam, you're not a mu'ud. La havi mu'ud, that stam is not a mu'ud. Hash to yeshleim, miktani, liktani, in the almas. Stam, la havi mu'ud. From one cotton to another cotton, you're telling me that when I stam, you're not a mu'ud. From one type of animal to another type of animal, miktani, liktani, sikhal, and meimad, la havi mu'ud. What do you tell me for miktani, liktani? Very different animals, and just because he's a mu'ud for one doesn't make him a mu'ud for another. Says the Gemara, but the Papa says no. I mean, I stand me not a mu'ud. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah that mekanim to agdalim? So the Papa is very simple. That all I said was that from one min to another min, you're not a mu'ud. But this is the same min. But vas, this is a veal and this is a a cow. This is beef. This is a calf and this is a cow. So you would have thought that since it's the same min, calf and cow, he's a mu'ud for one, he's a mu'ud for another. Kamashlan, that he's not. And why taki not? Because one mean you are, because tani to gdolim you're not. That's a chiddush. For one cut into another, you are, because the same mean. But a papalach itzich, I knew need it. So I would have thought, ho, you look paras bay, bahu mina. Since he already breached this particular mean, paras bay, and therefore he completely paid its leshnog gdolim the day with leshnog tani. I would have thought there's no different. Kamashalon, the lavi mu'ud, taking out a mu'ud. Okay, that's. The papa. What's that papa's right? That's stamina a mu'ud. The papa daig mareisha from the beginning of Mishnah. Tani, it says in the beginning of Mishnah, if you're a mu'ud la adam, ain't a mu'ud la behema. You're not a mu'ud la behema.
So you're making chilukim in the mu'ud shaft. In the
yeah, from one min to another, min from adam to behema. And the papa learns
how, a min. How is that different than Rabzvid?
Rabzvid learns minatnor. He learns minastam, you are a mu'ud. A mu'ud la adam, a mu'ud behema, a mu'ud la gumbles, a mu'ud la chmer, you mu'ud everything. You need to prove to us that
guilty
you're
guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, exactly. That's absurd. And that pop is a fakat. So it says in Mishnah that you're mu'ud to an adam, not a mu'ud to behema. So if you learn like me, it's like a chiddush. Because you would have thought that even though from one min to another you're not mu'ud, but if you're mu'ud to another, to an adam, surely you should be mu'ud to behema, because a person has a mazel, has a malacha, watches over him, he had before, so and yet he's a mu'ud for a person, surely he'll be mu'ud, as we would have thought. Even from a person to behem, you're not a mu'ud, because you're not a mu'ud from one type of living thing to another. But you can tell me the ain't a mu'ud, which means what? Minastam, you are a mu'ud. And the vas, you lost your mu'ud shaft. So what's the chiddush adam le behemas? Surely from adam to behema, you're a mu'ud. You're trying to tell me you're a mu'ud from one min to another. So surely, if this animal is prepared to kill people, surely he's prepared to kill other animals. So what does the Mishnah tell you for? Hashtam al mu'ud, hashtam yishleim me behem le behemas. Hashtam al mu'ud, if matter from one behema species to another, you're a mu'ud. Ma adam le behema tzichla. Behema, I'm a mu'ud. What do you have to tell me for? As Vigil said, you got wrong pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says ve'ein a mu'ud, the chiddush in the Mishnah is not to tell you that he became a mu'ud. That minastam, if an animal is wild, he's wild. He's not very doesn't distinguish between one living thing and another. The chiddush in the Mishnah is how you lose your mu'ud shaft. You would have thought that if he lost his mu'ud shaft for behemah, but he didn't lose his mu'ud shaft for adam, he should retain his mu'ud shaft for behemah as well. Because if he's prepared to kill adam, and he's still prepared to kill adam, just because three times he didn't gore an animal doesn't in any way mean that he became suddenly domesticated. To us, we would have thought that in this case, he doesn't lose his mu'ud shaft if three opportunities came by for him to gore another animal. He didn't say, oh, he's always a mu'ud for animals. No, he's not, because he's still a mu'ud for adam. And if he's prepared to kill people or gore people, then he's still a wild animal. You can't trust him. That's what we would have thought. And the Chizah Mishnah is regarding Chazorah. Is Razid Amalach? The Chiddush is not that if you're muad to an Adam, you're muad to him. Of course you are. Reisha achazorka. The Chiddush regarding chazara. How do you unravel the muad? And then he behaved when he came to another behemoth. The guy got a behemoth. He stood by behemoth three times with a long nagabu and he didn't go or mount. I would have thought. Kivan the lehadam behemoth. Chazor behemoth. Love chazori. I would have thought that this kind of chazor is the haste garden. It's not called truva. Kavash. Long that it is. The chazor of the behemoth. Me chazor have it. Cholapachas. You have chazor of the behemoth. You have something. Says what about it? I'll ask you a question. Sumcha says that muid la adam is muid la behema. Sumcha said that if you muid to an adam, you're a muid to a behema from a kavochaim. He says he's arguing with a chacham, and he says if you're muid to a person, you're muid to an animal. Sounds like a chacham hold that even though you're muid to a person, doesn't make you muid to an animal. It's a kasha of Zvid. Zvid said if you're muid to one, you're muid to everything. He says clearly. That sumchah is angry chacham. The chacham holds if you move to a person, not move to a behemah. So the sumchah says you walk as a kal b'chaim. My lord, the move look behemah look kolish kain. Miklal the tanakama, what is that? The tanakama ain't no move come hold. There's not a move. Again, as we say, you got it wrong. They're not arguing in becoming a mood. They're arguing in chazara, ois mood. In a mood, adam, mood, behemu, behemu, adam. Once you move to one, you move to everything else. What about unraveling? As we read, sumcha is a chazara kai. Goes chazara. You know, sumcha does not accept that you can be chazi on the behemu alone. If you're still a mood when it comes to an adam, you cannot trust his behavior when it comes to another behemu. You say chazara behemu chazari, that if he changes his mind regarding a behemu, it's a good chazara and he's not a mood the behemu anymore. Even though it's still moved adam, chazara behemu chazari, mekavachem, ma'od adam, ma'am, ma'od lochay, it shouldn't be chazara ma'adach, ma'adam. Look, ma'had the behemu, the koshke, if he didn't change from adam, how great time he changed from behemu? Omar of Asilavashi, Toshba Kumanet, Omar of Rabbi Yudah, he's a mood of Shabbos, he's a mood of Shabbos, but ain't a mood, the Mosech Chel, he's a mood for Shabbos, and he's not a mood, the Mosech Chel. Rabbi Yudah said in the end of the Mishnah, now it's not clear if they're asking him a question or not, and he's telling them if you're a mood to Shabbos, you're not a mood to Chel. What are we talking about? This is going to be a right to Rabbi Yudah. Omar of the Shabbos is Misham, what did Rabbi Yudah say? Shabbos is Misham, the Shalom, the Misham, the Chazinetic. Now, I'm like Rabbi Zvi, that one, that if you move it for one, automatically you move it for the rest. If you move for behemoth, you move it for a gumball, for an other, or everything else. I can understand them. They're asking a question. They're asking a question. If you move it for Shabbos, now you can say also that just like for one species to another species, you automatically move it. You can say the same thing from time because we know Shabbos. The people look different. The Shabbos does not work. So maybe.
So what would you say if you move it for Shabbos? You can't say kosher kenti mesachol.
Exactly. So maybe they were trying to ask even according to Rabbi Zvid, maybe Shabbos achol is different than min lemin. Min lemin, if he's gores this kind of animal, he'll gore any living thing. But from Shabbos to Chol, Shabbos is very different than Chol, like the reasons we learned before, Rashi Tesis. So maybe he's not a Mu'id, that's the question. That's the question that Tamin asked. And Abiyud asked, the answer is that no. That you're right. That in this case, Shabbos and Chol are very different from each other. And that you're not. And you're a Mu'id to Shabbos, you're not a Mu'id to Chol.
One onto the other.
Even though in, when it comes to species, you are a Mu'id from one species to another, but not when it comes to time. Because here I have a valid reason. I'm going to pop it up. What? That a muid from one mean to another means not a muid. So what? So what's going on? Why are they asking for Shabbos Chol? Ain't a muid. He's not a muid. Agmuri kumagli. So they're telling him a fact. They're telling him if you're a muid, the Shabbos is not a muid to Chol. First of the chuspah, they're telling the Rebbe halacha. And then what's he telling them back? He's telling them you're right. Vesu you Michael Mahadi. What in the world is he answering them? They knew he's not a muid. Amar Rav Yana said, so this is a raya to Rabbi Zvi, that you automatically are a mu'ud. Rabbi Yana said, another raya, Mereisha Nami Degri Raya to Rabbi Zvi, Tony, it says, Eshe mu'ud, like Mishal Nesholem, it says in the beginning, after the three cases about Adam and Behema and Minon and Minoy. And Ketana Gedolim, it says there, whoever he's a mu'ud to, you pay in Nesholem, but Eshe Eni mu'ud, like Mishal Chatzinezik. I'm if you can tell me that when I stam you are a muid, bishleimah the ain a muid. We're talking about now what? We're talking now about chazara and the chiddush here is that even though you were chayzer from one, and it's you still remain a muid in the other. The chazara on one is a valid chazara. Pirusha kamei farishle. So therefore, he's explaining. So therefore, what it means lapoil. But there's a chiddush involved over here. The chiddush involved over here is that the chazara, even though when it comes to become a mu'id, you're mu'id for everything, but chazara, you're limited to whatever the chazara was, and it's a valid chazara. Aliyam that ain't a muid katani. That what means tam not a muid. So therefore, what you're a tam for whatever you're a tam and you're a muid for whatever you're a muid. So why do you have to spell out that a tam pays half and a muid pays? Everyone knows what a tam pays and a muid pays. Maisu eshemuid lemishal neshom eshen muid lemishal chatzinezik ad hashel leyashmin. And did we know till now that tam neshom chatzinezik lemishal neshom? And the im teams if you want to tell me nami isa that a papa and not more something else. Even if you want to say now look at a papa for your muid for one your muid for all. That's what you're moved for one, you're not a moved for another. But even according to the papa, nogach shoyer chamoy v'gomel. You three different kinds of animals, a shoyer and then a chamoy and a gomel. Even a papa will be made that you become a moved. You're not a moved like kol. Shows you don't discriminate. You're not a racist,
you're asking before. But why don't you just make a klal of animals? You gored three animals, big ones, small ones, different species.
The papa's made if you gored three different animals. If you gored two different animals, no, three different animals. Yes, he's a moved like kol. So you don't need three negichas for a shayin, and three for a chamoyin, and three for a gamel.
If you say that the Shabbos is different, yeah, you need three Shabbos and two stands.
Yes.
What happens if you got a Shabbos Yom Tov and a Shabbos?
It makes no difference.
Because like both reasons, Rashi will say because the animals part of the malacha both on Yom Tov.
No, according to Rashi, you let milk a cow on Yom Tov through it or whatever it is, even if the animals in tzar.
But it's not malacha though.
That's called like malacha Shabbos. You can't do that. He knows he doesn't get milk on Shabbos. Yeah, that's the most personal thing. True, but he sees others. We're not going to start making distinctions between one animal and another animal. And I don't know. Maybe it doesn't talk about Yom Tov. I don't know. If it's clothing, Lecheda, Yom Tov should be the same as Shabbos.
If you've got Chalamoid, it's also the same thing.
Most people don't work. And you don't dress like Yom Tov Mamash. Tell me what you learned. Rosh, Noga, Chiso, Noga, Shay.
Abichilki's
behemoth
who refused to work on Shabbos?
Yes. No, Abichilki's behemoth didn't want to eat mice from other fields. No, it wasn't true. He didn't want to eat. That's called a mu. It's a rugi. You know, every second shoy he regores, and he's a mu. It's a rugi shvarim. Tarim ilan. The rosh shoy nagach. Chamoy saw donkey loy nagach. Then he saw a horse nagach. Gomel he saw camel nagach. Peder he saw a wild donkey nagach. A peder mule he nagach. Or the wild donkey loy nagach. Nas a mu. It's a rugi. Again, like coil. All animals, but every second animal. Hey, boy, I have a number of questions there. What about nagach? Shoy. Chamoy gomel. What happens if he's nagach? A shoyer, then another shoyer, then another shoyer, then a chamer gamel. Do we say that this middle shoyer belongs to the last set of chamer gamel, becomes a mu'ud l'kol? Or do we say the middle shoyer is part of the first two, therefore he's only a mu'ud to shoyer, not to anything else? Okay, and these questions according to Rif are all according to Rav Papa, not according to Rav Zvid. Because according to Rav Zvid, you're a mu'ud l'kol anyway. Yeah. So it's only according to Rav Papa.
Can you just say Rav Papa, if he does three different ones, he's a mu'ud?
Yeah, but the question is three different ones, because the first shoyer might be part of the first group. And he's not a different one. He's establishing the muadshaft of Tushayit. So it doesn't belong in the second group. Hi Shay Basa Basa Shvarim, she knows it belong with the Shvarim, and therefore Kat the Shvarim with the Yah Lamidach in the Loya, it's only a move for Shvarim. Are you Mahai Shay Basa Basa Khamar Gamash in the Lay? Yah Kulumini Khamar Gamal Kulmi. He's a move for everything. Next question. Khamar Gamal, then Shay. Mao, how do we look at this one? Do we say Hai Shay Kama Basa Khamar Vigamash in the Lay? The first Shay belongs to the first group if it's a Mula Koil. The Yah Kulumini for everything. I deal with Basa Shay Shadin Lay belongs to the last group of Shay. There's Rakat Shvarim the Yah Lamidach in the Loya.
In the first
If you had donkey, camel,
shoyu,
you'd be able to
establish it. You said before, if you're donkey, camel, you're a move for everything.
What?
You're a move for everything.
If you had one
shoyu. Yeah, you're a move like all. We just said before.
Three different animals, but
you're a move like all, according to that papa. Even though you hit one, each one only once, it shows you don't discriminate. You just move everything.
In this first example here,
yeah.
Once you've done shoyu, doesn't that straight away establish you as a mu'ud l'shvarim?
Not a papa. We're going to go to the only shvarim. So you're not a mu'ud anything else.
Then when he goes and does
only
a
two others,
gomol,
so it's nothing.
That's the question.
But since the third shur might not be, who told you to take the third
shur? But b'shas he did the third shur, he had not yet done the other thing.
So what? But now that he did it, he reveals to us the mafreya that this shur is part of a wild.
So if we say three different ways, it becomes a mu'ud l'kol. Why do you have to have these examples of three and two others?
Maybe he's not the mu'ud in this case. Maybe he became a mu'ud to shoyt only. And I did a chamer gavra. That's all ad hoc. It's not a muud yet. Who said that you could take that shoil and push put it with this group?
So
that group.
If you got a chamer and a gavra and a shoil,
no.
Then muud. Yeah. So then the two next shoils are not questioned anymore. Because we said we
just said God. Yes, it is because we haven't yet finished. We haven't yet decided that he's a muud. We see that he did this and he put him between animals and he gored. So do we say the mafrei or do we say it all happened the same day before he went to Bezin?
So then after the second show, which is really the fifth animal, should he for sure be a mood?
What? What does he move to now?
To everything.
Why?
Because you've had two animals.
You had three shoulders.
No, you had three.
No, you didn't. Two shows and two animals. Yes, he was a mood for everything. But he had three animals.
When I asked the question here, they give you
two shows and three other animals. So maybe he did three shows and two animals.
Yes.
So maybe the mood only for show. Show can no longer be.
If you have the two others and then the show. Because they are the other way around also.
Yeah, the other way is again. Three shaders.
The second question is the three shaders are the last and there's two others before the three. Isn't that one of the questions here?
The second question was, the three shaders last, you know?
Yeah, so what I'm saying is why ask this question the three shaders last? Once you've got two animals, then you've got two shaders, then for sure the third shader is already over.
Why?
Because you've already had three animals.
Yeah, but then he went to the two animals afterwards. Maybe it's like reformed. He's only been moved to show now. We're following that Papa who's very
but
particular in
the
movie.
But Papa Gufa, once he's the one who doesn't discriminate between which type of animals.
Oh, yeah, only if you
moved for all.
He's
already a moved.
But he's not, because we're talking about a case where he goes to Bezin for all five at the same time. He all went to the same time. Otherwise, Bezin would have established as a moved. Remember, you have to go to Bezin, but Aiden. What Bezin was saying, moved, I don't talk about. We're talking about it hasn't happened yet. They all came to Bezin. This is what happened. The sequence of events.
The logic is not discriminate.
Now, Papa does discriminate. A Papa says you move it to one min, you're not a move it to another min. But we don't know yet. That's a question. No, the difference is that if we take this show and put it part of the group of show, it shows that he reformed, then now he's only a move for shows.
So, was if you've got four animals and you come after four animals to Bezin, there was two unrelated and two related, right? And you come to Bezin after four, you can't establish that he's now moved.
We will establish.
Yes, yeah, so then why did?
But they didn't go to Bezin until
so
they finished all five.
Which is what he needed the fifth. Exactly.
Yeah. So what you were saying, they only came to Bezin after four.
That's right.
So for sure, what's the show?
Again, because where is your three?
That
you have three shows. How does Bezin look at the picture?
If you come after four,
why? Yeah, right. But now they came after. We came after five.
You still have a question.
100%, because now you have. How does Bezin see the picture? The big picture. Three shayim and a chomer and a gomel. So what do we have here now? How do we view this? That's the question. Let's continue. What about Shabbos? Shabbos. What happens? Three Shabbosim, then Echad b'Shabbos, just like we have in Zminim, the same question on time. Shabbos, then Echad b'Shabbos, Sunday and Monday. Mao. HaShabbos b'Sais, the Bosh Shabbos, so the first Shabbos, the third Shabbos is part of Shabbos, if for the mood of Shabbos, not for the weekdays. But Katal Shabbos, the Yayel, Mirzachar, the Yayel. Or Dilmah Bosh Echad b'Shabbos, B'Shay b'Shabbos, the Shabbos becomes the first day of the Sunday and Monday, and therefore that's a separate set. Vayayel, Kul Yayel, the mood for everything. Next question. Hey Shabbos, Eder Shabbos. Shabbos. Same idea, but in time. Mao, Ha Shabbos Kamayis, the Bosa, Hey Shabbos, Eder Shabbos, Shinle, Vayayi, Lukul Yemo, all the days. Adilma, Ha Shabbos Kamayis, the Bosa, the Shinle, Ul Shabbos, the Yemo. Teiku, good question. Nogach, Shar Yum, Yem, as well. This is like Nidah Yuba, Kabir, Nogach, on the 15th day of the month, when the moon is a full moon. And Zeh, the Yem, Tezayin, Bechoydezeh. The next time you did the Tezayin, the Yem, Yudzayin, Bechoydezeh, and Yudzayin, next Chaydezeh, is Pukki, Rav Shmuel. This is the machlekes by Rav Shmuel. Itma, we learned Ross, a Yem Tezvav bechayjizeh, the Yem Tezayin bechayjizeh, the Yem Yudzayin bechayjizeh. Rav says Kavala Veses. Rav says you kaver Veses because it's the day, so you have the new Chazaka of 15, 16, 17. Shmuel says Atche Teshalish Bedilug. You need one more because it's not the day; it's the fact that it's between. You need one more to establish it. Omar, it's the same thing here by Behemah. Omar, Shama Kol Shayfa. What about the animal heard the sound of a blast of a Shayfa, of a Nogach and Gord? Kol Shayfa, another blast of a Nogach. Kol Shayfa, of a Nogach. Nas a Muid le Shayfa. It's because a Muid for Shayfa. Why should we do anything else three times? And we see how we behave. That's it. Maus, I would have thought, Hach Shayfa, Kama, Siyum, Baalmu. The first sound of the Shayfa doesn't prove anything because he just got scared and went Meshuga. The Nokte, Kamashalanda. The first Shayfa is already counted as one of the three for the Muid. Mishnah.
Shoy shall Yisrael. Then tomorrow's Gemara is very nice Gemara. Shoy shall Yisrael. The shoy of a yid should nogach shoy shall hegdish. That gourd is shoy of a hegdish. And shall hegdish should nogach the shoy shall hegdish or hegdish that gourd is shoy of a hegdish. We had it before in the Gemara of Zayin. A machlek the Shmuel Kiva about hegdish shoy shall hegdish if he's chayv maybe nedik shalom. Or maybe you pay nothing. Pati, a potash, and it says, Shoy to Eyu. It says in the Pasig, if your shoy goes, the shoy of your friend. But not Shoy shall hegdish. He totally potter. Case number two, Shoy shall Yisrael, shall not go to Shoy Kanani. If you go a goy, again, potter, Shoy Kanani, not go to Yisrael. But if a goy goes a yid, by a hegdish, whichever way it goes, is potter. By a goy, if a yid goes a goy, you're potter. If a goy goes a yid, you are chayv. Bain tam, bain muad, and the goy is chayv, nether shom. Those are concepts of tam. Misham nether shom. Telling Mora, lechayda mas nisin, the lake of Shimon Manasseh. Lechayda, our mission does not work out with Shimon Manasseh. Time we learned. Shoyl shall hegdit. Shin nogach shoyl shall hegdish. Vishal hegdish and nojal hegdit potter. Either way, your potter, she never says, Shoyl a eyu, will a shoyl shall hegdish. The eyu, not hegdish. Rab Shimon ben Nasi, Rab Shimon ben Nasi says, Shoy shall hegdish, shen nogach shoy shall hegdish potter. Rab Shimon ben Nasi holds, if a hegdish gourds your animal potter, but if a shall hegdish, shen nogach shoy shall hegdish, but if a hegdish gourd a shoy of hegdish, bein tam, bein mu b'shol l'shol, Rab Shimon ben Nasi holds that you're...
Is that because yada hegdish al yoyno, or is that because reyehu?
No, see the minute. I don't understand Rab Shimon ben Nasi, manashach. If he dashes the word reyehu, then l'chayru, both ways it should be potter. If he doesn't dash reyehu, then both ways should be chayv. Why is it one way, if you gore a behemish l'hegdish, you're chayv, and if hegdish gores you, you're potter. What's the svara? Amri, my kosover, Rab Shimon, what does he hold? Ire eyu dafke, if he holds the word eyu, means dafke, your friend. Official hedge, should not let any potter. So even hedge is gores a hedge should be potter. And be the eyu lav dafke, then I feel the hedge is nami, kin nugget hedge le chayv. And if you're going to say, le'elam, kesover, eyu dafke, things like this. Really, the eyu is dafke, that's why if you gore an animal, if a hedge gores you, you're potter. However, how come if you gore a hedge, you're chayv? A miu, the hedge, kin nugget, the hedge. Hain the time in the chayv, you know why you're chayv? Because we don't think it's right that you gore hegdish, you should walk away exempt. If you're goring another hegdish, you're chayv. Sure, if you gore hegdish, you're chayv. My hegdish, you're nogs, let your mother, if you gore your friend's animal. Chayv, ki nogach the hegdish, something sacred like the hegdish, like koshke, and then chayv. If that's what the word is, then daye love of an adin is kenodin, and by a what do we know by if your friend, the first three times your tam, the fourth time your mood, Hakam Shemanasi says that by a hegdish, the very first time, you're already a mood. Daye love of an adin is malahal and tam chachi nezik, hochanami chachi nezik, elom of the shlokish. Hakul hoye bechal nezik shalom. The truth of the matter is that the Taita came along when you go, you're responsible. What was the first thing we would think? You got to pay full nezik. Then the Taita made a big chidush that, you know, the first three times you don't have to. Either because betzim yipotem and problems are knosser, or because the Taita rachmanis, chasla rachman, and therefore you pay half. So, but stam, you pay nezik shalom. So, hegish also you pay nezik shalom. When does the Taita say the word re'eyu by a case of tam? So the Taita is saying, when do I say that you only pay like a tam when it's re'eyu? But if it's not to the Eyu, you pay Nezek Sholem. Kishaporach because of the Eyu, Gabi Tam, the Eyu, the Tam, Misham, Chatz Nezek. Mikhlaz Araya, the Hegdish, Bain Tam, Bain Muid, Misham, Nezek Sholem. Dim Kain, because otherwise, Nicht of Kro, Lahai, the Eyu, we should have said, this is the Eyu, Gabi Muid. So Shalzer Frage, if anybody goes, saying more of it, Shoy, Shal Yisrael, Shal Nogach, Shal Shaknani, Potter, Yid, Goza, Goya, Potter. But a goy goes, he got to pay a full price. The same question, Amri, and this is no argument. Monashek. Ire eyud dafke, the Torah says that you show it ish as show it eyud means only another yid, but a goy you're potter, so why if a goy hurts you, there's a chayv. Ire eyud dafke, the knani ki nogger the soul nami li potter. Why isn't the goy potter when he goes a yid? And we eat the eyud lav dafke, and if you can tell me the eyud is lav dafke, I feel this rock, you know, the knani the chayv, then a yid. That's right. It says
Nochri.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it in the Mishnah that this is a very risky thing.
Says the Gemara.
Knani different that it's dafka someone from Knani. It means an emet.
Those people of that ancient time.
Even the Rebbe talks about laws about Knani stealing from a guy and all that. The censor came and changed a lot of the laws around. So only recently they put out the right ones. Even back then they went into everything. Omer Abavu, if you have Vilna Yehuda and other Sfarim, it says in the bottom, whenever we say a din about a disclaimer, we don't mean the Goyim of today, they're all good people. Anche Chesed, Ve'emes, we're talking about 1,000 years ago.
Once upon a time.
Amar Vaseravu, Amar Akra, you know why Goyim, they pay a Yid? It's very interesting. You know why they have to pay? It says in Pasig, Omad, Chabakuk said, the Yisra, Vayimoided Eretz, he measured the land, Ra, he saw, Vayita Goyim, and he permitted Goyim. What did he mean, he permitted Goyim? What did he see and what did he permit? Ra, Sheva Mitzvah, Shekibla Lei Meinoich, he saw the seven mitzvahs that the Goyim had to keep. Kivan Shalai Kaimu, he saw that the Goyim are not observing the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach. Omad, he stood up, the Vayita and Abishav permitted, hit him a mine in Israel. He was matter than money to a Yid. So it says, taste right away. Look at taste. Omad, he hit the money in Israel. You might think a lot of steal from a Goy. Mashma, what do you mean, matter? Dafka be inyan ze, limited only to this Idin, Shenogach, Shoy Shalonu, Shoy Shalem, that they have to pay us, but we don't pay them. So that was his matter, that we don't have to pay if our animal gores them. But not when it comes to Gnevel, the man don't be basa gezeknani os nicha. So what is that gezeknani os is for good? Because you know, still from a guy. And you need a pasik, but avol a man don't mutter kosher. What do you need a pasik? If you chlal, if madach, you're allowed to steal the money, I need a pasik to tell me that if I, yeah, whatever you matter for. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yechel, Rabbi Yechel, and Mahacha from here. It says in the pasik, that it says there's a bracha, the Eibusher came from Sinai and he shined from Seir, and he revealed himself from Haparan. Haifia Maharparan, he revealed from Haparan. What do you mean? Miparan, from Paran, Haifia, he revealed, he opened up Mamainan Yisrael, their money to a Yid. Tanya Nami Hach, we talked about it, but I said very, these two opinions. Shoisha Yisrael, Shoisha Kanani Pot, Shoisha Kanani 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 Shoisha. And we also bring the other pasuk Haifia Maharparan. So both days are brought together. My va'aimer, why do you need two pasukim? Because the chitam you're going to argue amad va'imoid eretz. Mibayle we need it for l'kirav masna. Like later on, we'll see tomorrow. But the masna says ukid rabbi yisif for another thing altogether. We'll soon see amazing tomorrow. Come, I'll tell you that we still have a pasuk of Haifia Maharparan. Rashi Haifia gilam amayin. Haifia means revealed. He revealed their money with his matzah. Miparan kishes sivib veherzir atoyl akol umus lekibluah. They weren't. When the goyim weren't makabel the Torah, you know what? Not because of Zayin mitzvah benayich, is the fact that they didn't accept the Torah. The Eibush was matter their money, that you damage, you have to pay them. So the Eibush was upset why they didn't take the Torah in the first place.